Recording excerpted.
May I make an announcement before Mr. Chair? This is Karen Levy. For the board members who are off-site, there was an item that came to the attention of
Karen, Tim's here. Is this closed session?
No.
Not yet, no.
Not yet, okay. So let us know when it is, because then Tim will leave.
Yes, this is open session, and there was an item that came to the attention of Cicera after posting the agenda. It came to our attention Friday afternoon, and it has to do with one of our participating districts, Rodeo Hercules Fire Protection District. There was a report that they announced a settlement with a taxpayer lawsuit with regards to their special assessment. If you recall, at the last retirement board meeting, the chief of the district advised the board in open meeting that the district will not be making its full retirement contributions to Cicera. We believe that the development in the special assessment case and the announcement of the settlement is an urgent matter that justifies the board going into closed session today to discuss whether or not to initiate litigation. In order to do that, there would need to be a two-thirds vote of the board today acknowledging that this item is a matter of urgency and that the development came to the attention of Cicera after the agenda was posted, which is why it's not included in today's agenda. If there's a two-thirds vote in that regard, then the board can retire to closed session and have a conference with legal counsel in order to decide whether to initiate litigation, and that would be under Government Code Section 54956.9D4.
Also move.
Second.
Any further discussion or questions of Karen? I'm sorry, Bob.
To the extent that Rodeo Hercules Fire is not making their full contribution, the portion that they're not making is not related to the rates that were said and approved by the Board of Supervisors and taken through their payroll, but a separate contractual agreement for an unfunded liability piece. Is mm-hmm. that correct?
It's a combination, I believe.
It could be both.
It's actually the unfunded.
I don't believe there's I'm not sure that there's a contractual obligation with regards to the UAL payments. There's a statutory obligation to make those payments.
Is there a separate agreement reached with Rodeo Hercules Fire to pay outside of their normal payroll, and that this portion has not been included in their rates that was approved by the Board of Supervisors?
There's no agreement.
There's no agreement.
There was no agreement with us. And
well,
so if
there were the percentage of payroll agreement, and then earlier this year we made this board took separate action to allow a flat dollar contribution not based on a percentage of payroll.
Okay.
So is that the question, Bob?
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, actually.
Okay, yeah. Last year.
Last year.
Yeah.
Okay. Time goes fast.
I wasn't here for that.
And what they're not paying is their monthly portion that was previously done through a journal. Correct?
I'm sorry, I couldn't
Is that
hear
correct,
you.
Gail?
Correct.
Correct. Correct. They are currently not making a monthly journal to the tune of about $125,000. portion of that to offset their UAL. So they're only partially funding that separate piece that they agreed to.
Yeah.
Correct?
Correct.
I only asked because I wanted to make sure I understood, since the letter that was sent to Rodeo Hercules Fire or about it was sent to my office, and some of the responsibilities that we may have as it's related to the government code.
Okay. This is true.
Okay, our vote is to approve agendizing on an emergency basis this issue. There's no further discussion. Deborah Allen?
Yes.
Candace Anderson?
Yes.
Scott Gordon?
Yes.
Brian Hast?
Yes.
Lou Kroll?
Yes.
John Phillips? Yes. Gabe Rodriguez?
Yes.
Todd Smithy?
Yes.
And Russell Weiss?
Yes.
two-thirds vote having been obtained. We will add that to the agenda in closed session. We have enough, I guess we can move.
So especially we've got these people calling in, so we just soon have everyone leave.
Yeah, thank you. Back in open session. In closed session, there's nothing reportable under numbers 6, 7, and 8. Under 7 and 8. Under item number 5, the non-service-connected disability for Christine Bouchard was unanimously approved. The non-service-connected disability for Arturo Cruz was unanimously approved. The service-connected disability for Matthew Parkinen was unanimously approved, but Will Pigeon recused himself and was not present, and his vote was by
who? Gabe.
Gabe, I'm sorry, by Gabe Rodriguez, and the service-connected disability for Peter Wills was unanimously approved. And in item number 6, the disability application for James Lee was unanimously approved for denial.
If I may, Mr. Chair, just to clarify for item 5D, Peter Wells, Will Pigeon voted.
I'm sorry.
To Gabe Rodriguez. It was a unanimous vote.
Was a unanimous vote. Okay. Sorry. All right. Back in open session, we dealt with item 9 at the beginning of the meeting prior to closed session. We are now to item 10.
Sorry. One more comment regarding the reports from closed session. The board also held a closed session with regards to whether or not to initiate litigation, and there's no reportable action on that item either.
Okay. Karen, I think.